For 7 days of this trial, Conrad Murray has been on the receiving end of evidence that he killed Michael Jackson. Day eight finally saw his defence team fight back. Coroner's investigator Alyssa Fleek had already told the court she found countless drugs, including propofol, the one that killed the star, stashed in a cupboard. But under cross-examination, she admitted that in Jackson's bedroom, she failed to note things, moved pieces of evidence, and even left her thumbprint on one.
The scene notes that reflected the evidence that was there on the day that Michael Jackson died, you destroyed.
Right, I do that in all my cases.
Ms. Fleek, would you agree with me that you made a substantial number of mistakes in your investigation of this case?
No.
You would? Well, would you agree with me that if you don't take notes, you don't keep your notes, that's bad investigation, that's bad investigative work. Would you agree?
No.
Why do you think you take notes, Ms. Fleek?
To write the report?
Well, what about later when you have to testify and you have to refresh your recollection?
You then have your report to read off of.
So your report is complete and thorough?
At that time, yes.
Raising doubt is all the defense needs to do. They say it was Jackson himself to blame for his death as he sought sleep during rehearsals for his concerts in London. The court was told that only one fingerprint was found on the bottle of propofol they're focusing on, and that belonged to Dr. Conrad Murray. Tests showed the surgical anaesthetic, what Jackson called his sleep milk, was found in his blood, urine, liver, stomach, even the fluid behind his eyes. How it got there is the question. The medical evidence was protracted and clearly hard going for many in court, and what killed Michael Jackson is not at issue here. It's whether Dr. Murray was responsible. Greg Milam, Sky News, Los Angeles.